From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Czechs and Poles are still digesting the news that Washington won't be building missile defense bases in their respective countries, which were once in the Soviet bloc. Russian leaders have praised the decision. Bruce Kahnweiser reports from Prague.
Those on the left are delighted that the U.S. will not be building military bases here. They say there's no threat from Iran and that the bilateral nature of the plan undercut the authority of NATO. Right-wing politicians grumbled about being betrayed by the U.S., but there was no feeling of regret over having drawn out the bilateral negotiations with the U.S., especially when it became apparent that failure to ratify a deal while George W. Bush was in power could scupper the deal. In a meeting with the U.S. delegation sent to placate local anxieties, the Czech foreign minister asked the U.S. to consider establishing a branch of the West Point Military Academy in Central Europe and to send a Czech astronaut to the International Space Station. In Poland, Prime Minister Donald Tusk said the U.S. and Poland would remain close allies. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
Both the House and the Senate have voted to block federal funding for ACORN, a liberal community and housing activist group. Republicans pushed to cut off funds after two ACORN employees were filmed advising persons posing as a prostitute and her pimp on how to evade detection by law enforcement officials. NPR's David Wellna has more.
345 House members voted to block funds for ACORN, while 75 were opposed. House Minority Leader John Boehner sponsored the amendment to a college loans bill that denied the funds.
ACORN's trying to claim that they're cleaning up their act, but I think it's too little, too late. We need to stop giving money to this corrupt gang immediately.
The Senate also voted 85-11 to block funds for ACORN on an interior appropriations bill, 3 days after voting to do the same on a housing spending bill. Nebraska Republican Mike Johanns insisted on the roll call vote.
I couldn't feel more strongly that the American people want us to vote to come to the floor and cast our vote on this issue.
Democrats complained that no funds for ACORN were in the bill anyway. David Wellna, NPR News. The Capitol.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging opponents of President Obama's health care overhaul initiative to cool their sometimes fiery rhetoric.
In the late 70s in San Francisco, this kind of rhetoric was very frightening, and it created a climate in which violence took place.
Pelosi was referring to the murders of San Francisco's Mayor George Moscone and Commissioner Harvey Milk during the ongoing controversy and debate over gay rights. The president wants a health care bill passed this year. So far, no Republicans have committed to any of the proposed bills. This is NPR News. The Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed a ban on a controversial Wall Street practice known as flash trading. Critics say the practice gives select investors an unfair advantage over the rest of the market. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The proposed ban was approved 5-0. The commission will now take comments from the public and then vote on the ban a final time. With flash trading, investors use super-fast computers to get an early peek at an exchange's pending orders. That way they can get in on a trade before everyone else if they choose. Until recently, flash trading was offered by several of the new alternative stock exchanges that have sprung up in recent years, but the practice has become controversial. Critics say it tends to give an unfair advantage to big traders because they're more likely to pay for the service. And recently, two of the exchanges that offered flash trading stopped doing so. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The SEC is also proposing tighter regulation of financial rating agencies. That reflects concerns that the agencies may have given high ratings to companies and securities they knew were shaky. California's attorney general says his office is investigating and has issued subpoenas to Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch. Banks have cut their borrowing over the past week from the Federal Reserve's emergency lending facility, and they've cut back their use of other Fed programs put in place to help reverse the economic meltdown. The reductions are a sign the banks are having an easier time getting credit without federal help. Banks generally borrow from the Federal Reserve when they have problems getting credit through other sources. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.